Trinadapi Sunichena Tarariva Sahishnuna Amanina Manadena Kirtaniya Sadahari. This is a reading from the Chaitanya Bhagavat, Chapter 23, Part 5, Gaura Sundara on Sankirtan. The author, Vrindavan Das Thakur, says, "The Lord's charming looks easily overshadow the attractiveness of millions of cupids. Indeed, I am at a loss to find the appropriate similes to describe the beauty of the Lord. Yet, I venture to do so by His mercy alone. Otherwise, who would dare to attempt such an impossible task?" Lord Chaitanya glowed like a mountain of gold, his body being smeared with sandal paste. Sometimes he looked like the rising full moon. His curly dark tresses were decorated with fragrant malati garlands. A sweet smile clung intimately to his lips. Such a look would surely win the hearts of all muses. Sandalwood tilak with a red dot of vermilion clearly adorned his beautiful broad forehead. Chanting the name of Hari, he raised his arms up in the sky and danced. The knee-length flower garland around his neck swayed with each movement. His upraised arms glistened, and like fine, tapering pillars of gold, his body became drenched with incessant flow of ecstatic tears from his lotus petal eyes. As his ecstatic feelings increased, the hairs of his body stood on end. It was like the ever-fresh kadamba flower. His moist, reddish lips were so exquisite. When they parted, they revealed a symmetrically set of pearl-like white teeth. His long, arched eyebrows languished along the way to the beginning of his ears. His strong shoulders shamed the king of elephants, and his chest was broad and full. The Brahmin thread hung loosely across his chest. Lakshmi Devi and Tulsi Devi constantly pray for the shelter of his lotus feet. This Supreme Lord wears his fine and clean clothes very artistically. His high nose is aristocratic, and the sinewy, muscular tendons of his neck give the impression of being the neck of the king of the forest, strong and powerful. He towers over others. His long body well-formed and beautifully proportionate. Shining like a mountain of gold, everyone looking at him commented on his divine and beautiful presence. The millions who milled around for this momentous occasion were very fortunate. And in spite of their large numbers, they all received the Lord's benediction. By being able to see the Lord's exquisite transcendental face, they simply stared at Him, irresistibly drawn to His beauty, and spontaneously exclaimed aloud, "The Lord's holy name." This chanting caused them to have uncontrollable emotions which welled up in their hearts. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Never felt like this before I chanted. How did I exist before I chanted? Now you're on my mind. You're there all the time. I can't forget that. Inside my heart, inside my heart. Oh my Lord, I really must surrender. Oh my Lord, I really must surrender. Probably. Hare Krishna.